Have you ever heard of salt rising bread? Legend has it this traditional Appalachian food, which uses no yeast, was created by pioneers in West Virginia who had very little ingredients. Bakers Susan Brown and Jenny Bardwell have been working to document the recipes and stories of salt rising bread over the past few years. Roxy Todd recently talked with them about their new book called Recipes and Heartfelt Stories of a Nearly Lost Appalachian Tradition.
Jenny, when we last heard from you, you talked a little bit about your bakery, Rising Creek Bakery, in Mount Morris, Pennsylvania, and you kind of started making salt rising bread there. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, now I had learned how to make salt rising bread decades before the bakery, and from someone who was down the road from where we lived in Mount Morris, Pearl Haynes. And Pearl Haynes made salt rising bread for almost 100 years. And she recently passed away, but she was able to share her knowledge with Susan and I. And we interviewed her. That's how I learned how to make salt rising bread. And it was just a pleasure learning all of the aspects of salt rising bread, the culture, the history, and some of the science that Pearl knew about.
And how did she describe it, or how did you know to ask her about it? Was it something you were kind of curious about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, salt rising bread, for me, part of the attraction is it's mysterious because it's made without yeast. And it's also a challenge to make, because there's no commercial raising ingredient that you add. You have to create this starter. And I learned how to make the starter from Pearl Haynes, which was a cornmeal milk starter. And then through the years, Susan and I would go back and interview Pearl about salt rising bread, because it's a challenge to make. It doesn't always work. And we'd go and ask her what we might have done wrong and what she knew about the history of it.
And Susan, you're from Greenbrier County, where salt rising bread has been passed down a little bit more than in other areas. Did you grow up in a family that had salt rising bread pretty often?
Yes, I did. My grandmother made it. I'm sitting here grinning because Jenny's heard this a million times, but one more time. My grandmother made it, as did her mother and her grandmother. And so I grew up eating grandmother's salt rising bread, and I loved it, and of course I loved her. So I was determined to learn how to make it, to pass it on in my generation. And I'm hoping that my children are going to carry it on as well. But that was one of the really special things about writing that book, was that for me, part of the joy and purpose of writing it was to pay tribute to my grandmother, because if it weren't for her, I wouldn't know about salt rising bread, and I wouldn't appreciate how special it is and what a rich part of the heritage of West Virginia and Appalachia this bread is. Having written this book and dedicating it to her, as well as Jenny's friend Pearl, makes me feel really pleased, and like I've got something out there in the world that keeps her alive and honors her for who she was and what she did and all the things that she meant to me.
And did she pass away?
Yes. Yeah, she died in 1993.
So in some ways, this work sounds like a tribute to her and her memory, and you're keeping her memory alive through this food.
Yes, I feel that exactly.
And today, fast forward, in the modern realm, we can buy bread at the store, of course. But those of us who enjoy the smell of fresh bread in the oven, which is super rare for me in my life, but when I make myself do it, it's really satisfying. For someone who's never done homemade bread before, what is the appeal, I guess, in doing something so old-fashioned and that takes hours and hours of labor?
Because one of the things that happens when you bake something yourself and you serve it to your friends or your family, you start creating stories, because you say, oh, I love this bread. My mom always made it, and she would make it on certain occasions, or the cake or pie or whatever it was. And that's exactly what is one of the very rich things about salt rising bread, are all the stories that are so beautiful and so old and come from the heart of so many people who have eaten this bread. We have gotten endless stories from people who have these wonderful memories of the bread, who made it for them, how they ate it, and so on.
Do you have a favorite story to share?
Oh, yeah. One of the stories that we have is from a woman in California. Before the bakery was opened, she wrote to me on my website about Salt Rising Bread and said that her mother really loved it and she wished that she could buy it somewhere, but she couldn't find anywhere to buy it. So she seemed like a nice person, and I said, well, I'll just make some and send it to you. So I did that, and she was very appreciative, and her mother really loved it. But her mother, over the next year or so, became very ill, and by this time the bakery was open, and we had started sending her bread every month from the bakery. So for several months, we sent her the bread, and her mother would eat it, and she would always tell us how much it meant to her mother. And her mother became sicker and sicker until one day she wrote and she said, Salt Rising Bread is the only thing our mother can now eat. And she was, just saying how much that meant, that she could still eat at least the Salt Rising Bread, which made us feel wonderful. And so we continued to send it. And just a few more months, her mother died, and she wrote to us, and she said, our mother died last night. She can no longer eat your Salt Rising Bread, but it was a comfort to me and my sisters. So that was a beautiful story.
That was Susan Brown and Jenny Bardwell speaking with Roxy Todd about their new book, Salt Rising Bread, Recipes and Heartfelt Stories of a Nearly Lost Appalachian Tradition.